This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, June the 19th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today. Learning that spinal muscular atrophy was the reason her 15-month-old son couldn't do what others his age could was a gut-wrenching moment, Kristen Farrell recalled in a recent webcast which was hosted by Biogen. But as Braden turned two, a clinical trial opened for a potential SMA treatment, known then only as nusinersen, for children his age through 14 years. Nusinersen would go on to become Spinraza by Biogen, the first treatment that was approved to treat SMA across all disease types by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Half a year later, in June 2017, the European Union reached a similar decision. After a lot of regression throughout his second year of life, Braden began showing evident signs of improvement. We started seeing really important changes in his abilities, in his muscle tone, in his strength, and his stamina as the treatment took hold, Kristen said in a segment of Making Strides, The Science and Stories of Treating SMA, an April 29th webcast in which families with this neurodegenerative muscular disease shared their stories. A second child, Kernan, was born about a year after her brother and would also be diagnosed with SMA, but a somewhat milder form, type 3. Too young to be eligible for her brother's clinical trial, Kernan and her parents, Kristen and Jim, played a waiting game. She would fall a lot at school, her mother said. They would call me and say, she fell again, or she stopped being able to step down onto curbs. Part of the Farrell's frustration was, quote, we knew that there was this wonderful drug that was available in clinical trials for kids who met the criteria. She didn't. That would change a few years later with FDA approval of Spinraza in the days before Christmas 2016, and her parents were able to quickly get Kernan the treatment. Today, the six-year-old has pretty much regained her motor skills, her mother said, being able to walk with rare falls and giving little thought to curbs. She takes delight in dance lessons, saying that she does ballet and Braden does karate. But Braden, who has type 2 SMA, mostly uses a motorized wheelchair to move around and practices his sports in leg braces, according to a press release from Boston Children's Hospital, where the siblings are being treated. We're really so grateful that no other family will have to hear those words that we heard, that your child has SMA and there's nothing we can do. There's no treatment. Spinraza, an antisense oligonucleotide, works by correcting the RNA splicing of the gene SMN2. As such, it was the first SMA therapy that highlights the power of unlocking genetic technologies and genetic medicines to treat serious and chronic diseases, says Michael Ehlers, MD and PhD, and an executive vice president and head of research and development at Biogen. The splicing allows the SMN2 gene to produce enough SMN protein to compensate for the lack of a functional SMN1 gene, which causes SMA, said Al Sandrock, MD and PhD, and the company's chief medical officer. The treatment would go through a number of advanced phase 3 trials in deer and infants, Cherish in children ages 2 to 12, and Nurture, still ongoing in pre-symptomatic newborns, leading to its broad FDA approval. We're very proud of the fact that this drug has efficacy not just in infants and children, but also in adults, Sandrock said. Only 2 years ago, there was no treatment for this debilitating and sometimes fatal disease, added James Glassman of the George W. Bush Institute, who moderated the webinar. Today, people from many countries are receiving Spinraza, which has given hope to the SMA community. Spinraza is given intrathecally, meaning by injection into the spinal cord. Kernan Farrell thought her treatments rather unremarkable. She goes to her doctor and gets to pick which flavored anesthesia will be used. I like to choose bubblegum, she said, giggling, then wakes up and all is done. Afterwards, you sometimes get to have popsicles, she added, remembering that one special treatment earned, quote, like 5 or 6 popsicles, end quote. For a 42-year-old man living with SMA type 3, who identified himself as Mike N., life was a little more challenging. Mike was given a vague diagnosis of having some type of muscular dystrophy when he was 4 years old. It wasn't until 8 years later, when he was 12, that doctors understood he had spinal muscular atrophy. No treatments were available to stop its progression. "I was an angry kid," Mike acknowledged at the webinar. "I kind of kept to myself." But that anger eased as he entered adulthood. "I changed that perspective on myself in college," Mike said, describing a conscious effort to see himself as more than his disease. "There is nothing wrong. We are normal people." Still, SMA often left him too tired to socialize, and the disease proved to be a persistent obstacle in finding suitable employment. Without work and on disability, the mortgage company he was with closed in the 2008 financial debacle, he said. He now serves on the board of his local YMCA. Mike started on Spinraza in 2017, shortly after its approval. He described choking up upon hearing that a treatment might address the disease at its core even existed and was being made available to SMA patients. "That was an exciting day," he said, of December 23, 2016. "A sense of improvement came with the first dosing. I felt something right away. I felt rejuvenated." A headache followed his second treatment, which is often a side effect to spinal injections, but Mike thought that the side effects were few and the benefits were many. "I can bend over and get myself up into a seated position again," he said. "I'm able to go out and spend more time with my friends and my girlfriend." We see this as being the beginning of a common revolution of severe neurological diseases, Dr. Ehler said, noting that for many rare diseases, the underlying genetic cause is already known. As such, they can be targeted by advancing genetic therapies. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
The following is a topic that was posted in the Assistive Technology and Equipment Forum on June 12, 2019. Swimming pool lifts. Summer is here. I don't know about you all, but I've always loved swimming during this time of year. For me, my parents became unable to lift me in and out of the pool years ago. It was a bummer, but fortunately I started going to water therapy in 2015. Now I'm in the pool every week, and I love it. The pool I go to has a built-in ramp, and my physical therapist gets me in via a manual wheelchair. We also have another lift which transfers me from my wheelchair to the manual one. They have a built-in lift as well, but I prefer this transfer method. Does anyone here go swimming during the summer? Do you go to a pool with a specialized lift? Share your thoughts in the SMA News Today forums, and find many other conversations like this. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.